The Packers fear the worst concerning tight end Tucker Kraft. I'm Bill Scott with sports. He'll undergo more tests today for what's believed to be a season-ending ACL injury. In the Packers' 16-13 loss to the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, Kraft 30 catches, 469 yards, and 6 touchdowns on the season. Rico Dowdle rushing for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Panthers as the Packers struggled to stop the run and get off the field yesterday. Packer Micah Parsons.
It's tough. They had two dropbacks all game. They threw 100 yards. So, if we lose a game like that in the NFL, we just didn't play good. Not too many quarterbacks is throwing for 100 yards and running the game. We played to their style. We let them stay in the game. That's on us.
Josh Jacobs says they still haven't played a complete game as a team.
It's something that we strive in, every day, and not being able to do it, it does feel weird. Overly relying on the defense at times is on the offense or vice versa. It's something that we have to clean up, especially, later in the season when these games start to mean a lot. When you get to the playoffs when they mean everything. So, that's definitely something we have to correct.
Sunday's loss dropped the Packers to 5-2-1, a half game up in the NFC North over the Lions and Bears. They'll host the 6-2 Eagles next Monday night. Jacksonville kicker Cam Little nailed a 68-yard field goal yesterday, breaking the previous record of 66 yards held by former Ravens kicker Justin Tucker in 2021. 2025 Rawlings Gold Glove Awards unveiled on Sunday. The list includes no Brewers. Cubs led the way with 3 winners in the National League. Nico Horner at second base, Ian Happ in left field, and Pete Crow Armstrong in center. College basketball season tips off tonight. Number 24, Wisconsin hosting Campbell. Marquette will take on Albany. Milwaukee facing Hampton, and Green Bay opens up at Kansas. Volleyball Badgers swept Ohio State yesterday, and the Badger men's hockey team swept the Minnesota Gophers over the weekend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.